Loft Studios presents, in association with Deep Life Records and Reviving the Groove, dance music, electronica, DJ culture, from a Christ-inspired perspective.
Hi, I'm DJ Roo and welcome to Loft Studios Presents. This is show number 8 and let's get straight into the mix. You've just recognised what track that was, originally by Orbital. This was Chime by The Shapeshifters, and this was the Martin Ten Velden remix. And the track coming in now is by DJ Taitana, and this is Spring Breeze. It's the Martin Roth Summer Style remix. We'll be right back. track coming in now is a really cool pumping track, and this is by DJ Dan and Hip E. This is Banging On Your System, and it's the M1 and Matteo DiMar remix. This track has been released by In Stereo Recordings. Banging on a system. Is a Breaks remix of Piano by Eric Prydz. been listening to Piano by Eric Prydz. This has been a slightly different remix. It's been a Breaks remix of this track by Afterlife, and it's been released through Data Records. Thanks for listening to the intro mix. Let's get on with the rest of the show. Welcome to Aloft Studios Presents, and this is show number 8 with myself, DJ Roo, and Clank. So you've just been in the mix with myself, DJ Roo, with some top current tracks. So as I said, it's with DJ Roo and Clank this month that we've not got any DJ Vicar here. I've tried looking under all the tables and chairs, but he doesn't seem to be here, so we've decided just to go ahead and do the show with Bill and Ben here. Anyway, so DJ Vicar's not here as he's actually been moving house. So I don't know if he is actually at this moment moving house as we speak, but I'm sure he's got lots of stuff to move and things to do there. So we'll miss DJ Vicar this month, but I'm sure he'll be back. So Clank, what have we got coming up in this month's show?
Yeah, hello there. We've got DJ Roo's Classics, but as Mr. Vicar's not with us, that'll be done a little bit differently, but I hope you enjoy that. We've got More Beats Vicar, which again doesn't involve a vicar, but I will actually be demonstrating some of the tools that we've got in the studio here. So we'll have some live instrumentation and effects and stuff like that. And but who's our master mixer for this month, DJ Roo?
I do believe it's someone called DJ Roo.
Cool. Yes, so we've got the master mix with DJ Roo, which I'm looking forward to hearing. And then also I've got a few updates for stuff we've been talking about in previous shows. And as you know, we had a festival special. And so I thought we'd update a little bit on Greenbelt this year, which is a Christian music festival here in the UK. And a friend of ours called Matt sort of reported back saying that he was a little bit disappointed with this year's, that there wasn't very much dance or electronic music. And we weren't able to be there ourselves this year, so we missed that. But having said that, I'm going to play a section of a YouTube video, and this features Paul Cooper DJing at Greenbelt Live. So that was a recording from a dance music event at Greenbelt, and perhaps next year we'll be there ourselves and we'll definitely up the amount of dance music. And also in last month's episode, in Clank's Tracks, I spoke about an artist from Japan called Jun Nishimura, and I was saying how there was an opportunity to remix his track A Underground. And so I submitted a remix myself to this, and he really likes it, and he's put it on his website. So if you go to Nishimura's site, and you can get the link from our page, you can actually download this piece as a WAV. And so I'll just play a little bit of it now. Mm-hmm. that was Jun Nishimura's track A Underground, the Clank remix. And as I say, you can download that for free from his site.
Yeah, sounds cool. And remember that anything we talk about, any links that we recommend, will be on the Loft Studios Presents page on loftstudios.co.uk. So let's get on with the rest of the show, shall we?
Definitely.
This is DJ Roo's Classics, and to start with, the track I'm going to play is Back to Life by Soul to Soul. You may know that I actually did tell you what the track was this month. That's because me and Clank are just going to choose a couple of tracks that we feel are classics and that we really enjoy listening to. So this track is Back to Life by Soul to Soul. This actually reached number one in the UK charts in 1989. And I really like this track because it's kind of one of my really early memories of this kind of music, and I remember being at school listening to it, and just thought it's the groove in it is just so cool. And even if you're not really particularly into this kind of music, everybody just loves getting up and dancing to it, and it's just really cool. Now you probably do actually know a lot about Soul to Soul, but I'll tell you a little bit about them. The Soul to Soul began as a sound system in the early 80s. They played at various kind of house blues parties, street parties and youth groups. And they started getting, you know, a bit of a steady following, and gradually more members began to join them. Jazzy B and Dede Harvey, namely Q and HB. And actually, it's quite interesting because there's quite a few people that did actually join them over the years. Which obviously creates different sounds for their different tracks. So you can actually find out more about Soul to Soul from their website, which I found, which is soul2soul.co.uk. And they actually are going around still doing gigs and stuff, and on their website it's got all about them, their gig guide, discography. And that, you know, it's quite, makes really interesting reading. So check it out. Now I'll hand over to Clank for his classic track.
we're seriously going back even further now into the 80s, and this is a particular favourite of mine. This is Rocket by Herbie Hancock. So yeah, this is Rocket by Herbie Hancock, and I'm sure many people listening will have heard this before. It's one of my all-time favourite tracks. I just love the whole groove of this and the cool kind of catchy tune in it. And Herbie Hancock was born in Chicago, and he's basically a classically trained jazz musician and composer. But sort of during the 80s in particular, he kind of got really into electro and the whole hip-hop influence stuff. And this is probably one of his most famous tracks, particularly from that time. This is from 1983, from the album Future Shock, and he wrote this in collaboration with Bill Laswell and Michael Bainhorn. And one of the interesting things about this is that, as far as I know, this was the first track in the UK charts to feature scratching throughout. And one of my earliest memories of this track is that it used to be used a lot on TV. But I remember seeing a documentary about early hip-hop culture and breakdancing, and they used this as part of the soundtrack quite heavily. And I've always just got this memory of kind of kids breakdancing on street corners in New York. So yeah, this kind of sound, this early electro kind of sound and the sort of funky but melodic, that's a definite influence on the kind of music that I'm into and influences the kind of tracks that I produce to this day. So yeah, that's Rocket by Herbie Hancock. So DJ Roo, what's your final track for this section?
Well, I actually get an extra track because this is actually my part of the show, so...
I'll let you.
Hey, I'll have an extra track. So, the track now playing is BBE, 7 Days and 1 Week. I'm sure lots of you know BBE. They're a trance music act consisting of Italian record producers Bruno Sanchioni and Bruno Courtier and Frenchman Mr. 303. 7 Days and 1 Week was one of the best-selling singles worldwide of the Dream House movement. And it reached number 3 in the UK singles chart and number 1 actually in the German record chart. They had top 5 hits in the UK, obviously 7 Days and 1 Week and Flash, and also 2 top 20 hits, Desire and Deeper Love. And also they had an album in 1998 entitled Games. Now the 7 Days and 1 Week, there was quite a few remixes of it when it first came out. Then they had the radio edit, the club mix, Ferry Corsten remixed, Tom Craft remix, Rolo and Sister Bliss remix, Dex and Jonesy remix, Andy Ducks and Hostie remix, and the list just goes on and on. And since then there have been more remixes, because it's just got that classic kind of sound really. And the reason I like this is because it's one of the first tracks I heard when I went clubbing, and I've still got that feeling of how much I enjoyed it then, and I just don't think the sound dates really. You can listen to it now and still think it's a modern sound. So that's 7 Days and 1 Week by BBE. That's all for this month's DJ Roo's Classics, and we'll see you next month for more classics.
Hello and welcome to this episode's Clank's Tracks, and let's go straight into the future via the 1970s with Jean-Michel Jarre. So this is Jean-Michel Jarre with Oxygen Part 2, obviously taken from the album Oxygen. Jean-Michel Jarre is the French composer and synthesizer producer who's been producing obviously for many, many years now, and the son of the famous film composer Maurice Jarre. It's actually Oxygen Part 4 that's the most famous track from this album, and that was released as a single at the time. But I've really liked this version, which is Part 2, as I say. And so this album was produced in 1976 over a few months, using a variety of synthesizers and quite rare synthesizers even at the time, and modified organs and choirs and other samples being played from a Mellotron, which is a kind of tape-based sampler. So as I say, this was produced over a few months in 1976 in Jean-Michel Jarre's Paris studio and was released in 1977. It sold over 55 million copies all over the world, and perhaps one of the most famous pieces of electronic music, and one of the first pieces of commercial electronic music. I love the whole kind of ambient epic feel of it, the sort of melodic feel and the great rhythms and stuff. And particularly when I was a little kid, this was always being played on television all the time, and lots of programs used it for background music. So it's one of these tracks that's just been with me almost all my life. So yeah, check it out, Oxygen Part 2 by Jean-Michel Jarre. And now coming up, we have the first track from the album Man Machine by Kraftwerk, and this track's called The Robots. So this is The Robots by Kraftwerk from their album The Man Machine. And Kraftwerk started life in 1970 in Düsseldorf in Germany, and originally formed by a guy called Florian Schneider. And he worked with various people and musicians, but was joined for this album by Ralph Hutter, Karl Bartos and Wolfgang Fleur. And this album is one of their most famous. It was released in 1978. And in fact, the track called The Model from this album was actually a number one single in the UK. And but this is my favourite track from the album, The Robots. Of course, Kraftwerk are some of the very early pioneers of electronic music, and as opposed to using electronics or synthesizers to go with a band, they actually made their music entirely out of electronics. And they had some quite strange instruments, some of which were custom built. They had very unusual custom built percussion instruments which they used, so it gives their music quite a unique feel even to this day. And of course, Kraftwerk is such a huge influence to this day. All the early electro acts were sampling them, such as Afrika Bambaataa and people like that. And obviously they're a big influence on the sort of work that I do. And so I just love this track, just the really cool beats and bass sequences and blippy little tunes and stuff. So yeah, check it out, The Robots by Kraftwerk.
We are the robots. We are the robots. We are the robots.
So now let's come right up to date with this track, which is called You Know The Sound, and this is by Far Too Loud featuring Subsource.
Bass, break, glitch, tear, filter, edit, kick, snare. Bass, break, glitch, tear, filter, edit, kick,
we'll be right back.
So I started this section off with Jean-Michel Jarre and Kraftwerk, which are obviously very early pioneers, and that fits quite nicely with Rocket by Herbie Hancock, which I played as part of DJ Roo's Classics. And so I thought, now let's come right up to date with some really, really incredible brand new music. So as I say, this is a track called You Know The Sound by a group called Far Too Loud featuring Subsource. This is just an incredible track. The processing and the programming and all the kind of noises in this are just genius, really. So Far Too Loud are actually a breaks and DJ collective, although this track's perhaps more in a house kind of style. And this track also features another breaks, electro and in fact punk group called Subsource. Far Too Loud are currently touring in the US, and they produce quite a lot of other tracks in this style, but very glitchy and very, very intricate programming, as you can hear. So yeah, amazing track, You Know The Sound by Far Too Loud featuring Subsource. And about to come in is the track Time After Time by the singer Kimberly Miles, and this is the Warp Addicts Bassline Mix. So this is Time After Time, sung by Kimberly Miles, and this is the Warp Addicts Bassline Mix. So as you can hear, this is a bassline house track, and very cool track it is too. And bassline house being the sort of modern version of Speed Garage. Obviously the original of this track came out in 1984 and was sung by Cyndi Lauper, but this is by singer Kimberly Miles. The Warp Addicts are a house and garage and hard house, in fact, producers from Dudley in the West Midlands, and they worked with Kimberly to create this track. I just love the bass lines you get in bassline house, obviously. The bass sequence is made up of about four individual sounds interwoven. Just an incredible sound that they produce. The Warp Addicts are also DJs and they've been around since the early 2000s, but their first record was a remix of Whitney Houston's It's Not All Right, which they released in 2004. So yeah, great stuff. Check it out. This is Kimberly Miles, Time After Time, the Warp Addicts bassline mix. I hope you've enjoyed those tracks, and that's it from Clank's Tracks for this time. See ya.
Clank's Tracks.
I've been waiting for you, Obi-Wan. We meet again at last. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Next.
Time for another master mix, and this month's mix is by DJ Roo. The Master Mix is part of Alos Studios Presents show number 8.
We'll be right back.
You're in the Master Mix with DJ Roo.
Right now, oh yeah.
You've been listening to myself, DJ Roo, and this has been my month's Master Mix for Loft Studios Presents show number 8, September 2008.
Again at last. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Next.
More beats, Vicar.
So this is More Beats Vicar, although it's actually More Beats Clank this month, as DJ Vicar isn't with us this month. And as a few shows ago, we did say that we were going to talk about things in our studio. And as I'm looking around the studio now, I can see lots of different types of equipment that the Clankmeister uses. So Clank, you're going to choose something you want to talk about in our studio today.
Yeah.
And why do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, I thought I'd talk about analog technology, and as for why I want to talk about it, I suppose because you sometimes get the sort of analog versus digital debate, and so I thought I'll jump on that. Although first off, to say that to me, it's just there is no debate. I use a mixture of both. So analog technology. I thought I'd talk about some of the equipment that I use on a very regular basis, and if anyone ever sees photographs of our studio, you can see some of the equipment in the photos. What I'm going to be talking about. And so I thought the first thing I'd talk about, and I'll actually play some demonstrations off it, is a thing called the MFB Synth Lite. And what this is, it's a little tiny black synthesizer made out of plastic. And I got this a few years ago from somebody in London, and it's actually a handmade synthesizer by MFB, who are from Berlin. And very tiny little synthesizer company. I think they've grown a little bit in later years. And so anyway, this is the Synth Lite, and I'll just demonstrate a little bit of it. So yeah, that's a little bit of the MFB Synth Lite.
Can you just briefly tell us what you were doing? Because it sounded like you were making some pretty cool sounds there. So how was that? What were you kind of using the MFB? How were you using it?
Yeah, basically, the MFB is a completely analog synthesizer. So all the sound has been generated by transistors. And it's basically made up of two oscillators. It's a classic subtractive analog synthesizer. And basically what I was doing, I was controlling it all by knobs. So I was turning different oscillators on and off between triangle wave and square wave, ring modulation. And then I was using the filters to bring the sound up and down. And I was using LFOs to sort of do all kinds of effects to it. Attack and decay and sustain. And then I was just playing it all back through a MIDI keyboard. And so it's capable of some really good sounds. I mean, practically every track I make, the bass sound or bass line will have come from this. I sometimes mix it with sub-bass using soft synths, but most of the time the sound will just come from this, but also put through pedals, which is what I'm going to also now show.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, so that was the MFB on its own, and now what I'll do, I'll play some sounds from the MFB, but through a range of guitar pedals. And first up, we've got a Wasabi distortion pedal. which is now seriously feeding back, so we'll quickly cut that. Then I've got a spring reverb, which is, as some of you may know, is basically coiled steel in a steel case, which originated with 1950s amplifiers. And so now I'm going to pass it through that, which creates quite a, almost like, sounds like it's been recorded in a bathroom or something. And then last up, I've got a thing called a Maxon analog delay pedal. And this is a very cool thing. It does quite short delays using what are called bucket diodes, which is a strange word, but there you go. And basically, it's fully analog. But what I like about it, it's basically got three simple controls, and you can basically twist the knobs live. And what I often do is play sounds through it and record all the results into Wavelab. So I'm actually using my hands to create the sound. So I'll just give a little example of that. Yes, so all kinds of craziness can be created, and it's now now reverbing me, as you can hear.
We've got into Doctor Who land now.
So I better turn it all off. And the finger guitar pedal is just one simple click, and they're all off. So there you go.
So is there anywhere that people can get these equipment, or are they not available anymore, or?
Yeah, the MFB, well, MFB is a company, as I said, I think are perhaps growing a little bit. I've actually seen them once, one of their products was reviewed in Future Music. I can't entirely remember how I even first heard of them, but like I say, I used to buy them through somebody in London called Mark Jenkins, who's a synthesizer composer. I'm not sure his website, but if you look up Mark Jenkins, you should be able to find a link to the instruments, and he sells them. But actually, the easiest place now would be Tomon, the big German music store. If you go on their site and look through their analog synthesizer section, you should find products by MFB. So it's just MFB. It does actually stand for something in German, but I'm not going to pronounce it. Although I think the B is for Berlin. But yeah, if you go to Tomon, you should be able to track them down there.
Oh, thanks for that, Clank. It was really interesting to hear about that equipment. So that's about it now for more Beats, Clank. and we'll see you next time for more Beats Vicar.
Loft Studios presents.
So that's about it for Loft Studios presents show number 8. Got a few links to share with you. Got a Loft Studios website, which is loftstudios.co.uk, and on there at the top there's actually a button you can press to go to Studios Presents page. So we put up there all the stuff that's been going on in the show, the links to the artists that we've been talking about, releases, etc. Also, we've got DJ Vicar's website, which is djvicar.co.uk, and he puts up lots of information on there about things he's been up to and track listings. We've got Deep Life Records, which is deepliferecords.com. And also you can find out all the releases by Deep Life Records on Beatport by going to beatport.com/labels/Deep Life Plus Records. So that's about it from Clank and myself for this month. Hope you've enjoyed the show, and we'll see you next time.
Studios presents, in association with Deep Life Records and Reviving the Groove, dance music, electronica, DJ culture, from a Christ-inspired perspective.